Time for this week's Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Proprietor and ice fisherman extraordinaire Eric Meehan joins us. Hello, Eric.
I'm in love with you too, Rich. How's your murder?
Murder, of course. I don't see them out my window, and frankly, that makes me even more frightened because I feel like they're all waiting behind my car.
It's tremendous. I am definitely guilty of having watched The Birds at too young an age.
Yes.
I don't know if there's any good age, but yeah, there's just something. I've sort of switched the narrative on crows, and this happened very strangely, but so... My truck is gray, and I said, all right, since I'm a Tolkien geek, I'm going to name it after Gandalf the Gray, but I went with Stormcrow, which is one of the derogatory terms used against him. And ever since then, when I'm ever around crows, I'm like, I'm cool, I'm with you, we're good, right? And, you know... It's kind of like how I dealt, you know, I lived for years in this house with my in-laws that was haunted. And eventually you're like, listen, ghost, you and me, like, we got to do this. That's, you know, but I don't think it really helps. We're all terrified of birds. They scare the heck out of me. But I hope everybody else out there right now is not being terrorized by crowds of varying birds and is settling down to learn a little bit about wine. I'll just remind everybody out there in downtown land that we've been sort of, you know, it's the start of the year, and we talk a little bit about, you know, the ins and outs of what wine is, where you can go to access more information about it. And so last week we were talking about, you know, the ways to learn about wine. We talked about, you know, reading both actual books as well as websites, things like that, podcasts, YouTube, etc. Of course, if you can get in the car, that makes all the difference. So this week what I wanted to talk about is if you do, in fact, get in the car or some other form of regional transportation. Of course, our Senator Joe Baldacci is trying, and God bless him for it, to introduce some actual rail usage into Bangor. But however you get there, what you're likely to see in this part of the world and in other cooler parts of the world are hybrid varietals. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about those. But I figured since this is sort of an extra day in this month that I talk about grapes and learning, so I'm sort of going to go a little bit farther afield, and I'd like to sort of talk about grapes in general really quickly, because I don't think people really know much deeper than the fact that we either like to, you know, see them on like a charcuterie board or that, you know, people stomp on them with their feet and make wine, but that's kind of the limit. So really just a quick primer, if you will. Vitis or vitis means grapevine, right? So when we're talking about Vitis vinifera or other vitis, it has many species, but vitis means grapevine, right? Which means viticulture, right, is the study of working with the grapevine. Okay. There's 79 recognized species of vitis, that is the grapevine. Not everyone actually produces grapes, which is kind of interesting. They are all flowering vines of varying kinds, and in some cases, they actually do grow fruit, which obviously we recognize as eventually grapes. But the flowering is how they reproduce, and then of course grapes with the seeds, etc., are also part of that. Some of the vines, the vitis, propagate that way, but not all of them. They are all a little bit different, but what's interesting for this conversation is not that it's a conversation, it's more of a diatribe, as is every week. it's important to know that the ones that are reasonably close to each other in terms of how they propagate, that is growing grapes, grapefruit, not grapefruits, but fruit that is grapes, they can be crossed, right? So that's going to lead us into what hybrid grapes are. But that's how you do get, you know, different grapes being around and different different kinds. Most vitis, in general, of those 79 species, are found in North America and or Eastern Asia. However, it's important to note Vitis vinifera, that is the one we like to drink, right? Your cabs and chards, etc., are from Ural Asia, right? Somewhere in that sort of Middle Eastern, can't hold onto it in risk, as Eddie Izzard reminded us, the famed comedian. That's where the grape we like to smush with the feet and drink. That's where that's from. So there you go. Other vitis that you may know and that kind of come into play, Vitis labrusca, is the fox vine, right? And that is the one that they found when they came over all those tall, proud white people on boats when they were like, ooh, we found grapes here that are like grapes back home. Let us crush them and make wine. And they're like, oh, this doesn't taste quite as good. The wines, Concord being the one that you probably all know that's made into Manischewitz, et cetera, it's kind of, you know, racy, and it's not as noble, but it's, you know, whatever, it's what it is. But it has certain properties that are more beneficial to where it was found. Of course, you remember that grapevines are very malleable to their territory, and therefore over generations they turn into what they need to prevent what's it called dying. Another one, Vitis riparia, which is called the riverbank vine, right? And that's often found around and made into jams. So if some people have grapes they can't identify or that they bought at like Lowe's, it might be the Vitis riparia. And then the other one that people, especially on the East Coast and especially from down south, know probably is Vitis rotundifolia, which is most famously used in the wine Muscadine wine, which you find in like the Carolinas and places like that. So that is sort of what you're talking about. So the deal with hybrid grapes, and this is kind of important, crossings of two different Vitis species are hybrid, not two vinifera. So, for instance, Cabernet Sauvignon, which somewhere along the line is Sauvignon Blanc and Cabernet Franc, that's not a hybrid grape to speak of. It is a grape that genealogically descended from two other Vitis vinifera and is delicious when done well, but has nothing to do with hybrid. Hybrid is when you're taking a vinifera and crossing it with something else that is going to help it prevent mildew, or originally he was hoping to quell phylloxera, but it didn't really be, it was not as big a deal as grafting onto different rootstock. But yeah, but for good for, like I said, mildew, but also for places like Maine, which is short-term growing season, which is why you're going to find it here, you're going to find it in the Niagara Peninsula, upstate New York, etc. How am I on time?
Carrie says 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay, great. So being that you can find these reasonably accessibly around here, and the point is, you know, how can you learn something? It would be great for you if you'd like to go out to vineyards, whether they're, you know, a day trip or indeed a longer trip. The grapes you're going to be finding, things you might be familiar with, like Vidal Blanc, which is making nice ice wines in the Niagara Peninsula, Frontenac, Maréchal Foch. So where can you find them? Here in Maine, Dragonfly Winery grows some. Cellar Door grows some at a limited amount. Also, Oyster River down in Warren, they're doing some. So you could get in your car and go to any of those places and check those out. Perhaps you're going to, as I mentioned, upstate New York, the Niagara Peninsula, and or around the Finger Lakes. There's a lot of work with hybrid varietals there. And much of northeastern U.S. and Canada, depending on where you go, has wineries scattered about. And then, of course, if you're in Europe, the cooler regions there, the region of Alsace, is actually responsible for the creation of a lot of interesting hybrid grapes. So these are things that you can go out and do and learn more and walk amongst the vines without having to get yourself to one of the world's wine regions that's less accessible. There's some really interesting stuff going on out there. And with all the climate change and craziness, you never know. Some of these might just take on a life of their own, as it were. So go out there and learn something, and then next week we'll start talking about wine agriculture in general.
That sounds great. Stay warm.
Excellent. Yes, all of us. Stay warm and check on anyone who you might be concerned about, of course.
All right. We'll see you next week, Eric. Thank you.
Cheers.
Eric Mann, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company. Message in the Bottle every Tuesday on Downtown.